You are now listening to Ish Talk with Natalie.
And welcome back to Ish Talk with Natalie. I just want to start off by saying that my sinuses are acting up. Around this time, my allergies usually go crazy. So that is why I sound a little bit different than what I usually do. But we're going to get through it. So I want to come on here and say that this episode will be about the Astro World event and what happened at that traumatic concert. I do understand that it is triggering to some, so this is a warning that if you don't feel comfortable with listening, that's what this whole episode will be about. But please feel free to check out some of our other episodes. And yeah, so just want to say that it was a horrible thing that happened, but let's talk more about it and let's get into it. While familiar with the old saying, the show must go on, but at what point should the show be stopped once it becomes a safety hazard? In the wake of the horror that transpired at Travis Scott's show, we've been left with a total of 10 dead attendees, the youngest being only 9 years old, as well as hundreds of injuries and thousands of survivors carrying a trauma that will likely follow them for the rest of their lives. We've been left with a lot of questions, some of which we have clear answers, others, not so much. The first question on people's minds was, how does something like this happen in the first place? As it turns out, concert stampedes are a frequent but well-documented phenomenon. For some reason, when huge groups gather together, everyone sort of loses their sense of individuality, and the crowd acts almost like a hive mind. In the heightened energy of a concert setting, it can trigger a sort of frenzy in people, and they revert to a much more primal state of mind. It can be exceptionally dangerous, especially in venues packed far over capacity. You can get stuck in a concentrated space so tightly that your oxygen is limited, which can cause people to pass out and start a mass panic. In a crowd of that size, you're at the mercy of the hive. If everyone starts rushing forward all at once, there's no way for the people in the middle or front to go. Crowd surges can break bones, cause anaphyxiation, or cardiac arrest from the sheer pressure of so many bodies pressed so close together, and lead to a high casualty disaster, exactly like Astroworld. But this particular incident is unique. With so much footage of the incident available to the public, we've been getting an inside look at the carnage of a crowd surge, and it certainly hasn't been pretty. Shortly after news broke of the tragedy, concertgoers began to share their experiences online, prompting further questions, accusations, and conspiracy theories in equal measure. As videos taken during the incident began to circulate, a lot of us were outraged by what we saw. Astroworld was overtaken by utter pandemonium that night. There are videos of fans pleading for the show to be stopped, only to be ignored. There's videos of medical staff fighting through a sea of 50,000 people to even reach injured attendees that were in dire need of assistance. Videos of Travis Scott himself dancing the robot while watching a collapsed fan receive CPR. The clips and eyewitness accounts began to cast a rather disturbing light on the ordeal. And it made even darker when Scott's history of working crowds to dangerous extremes surfaced. He was well known to actively encourage raging during his performances, to the point of having several previous charges filed against him for behaviors related to inciting riots and disorderly conduct at his shows. Watching the mayhem unfold through multiple camera lenses and from every angle imaginable is a surreal experience. It's hard to imagine a scenario where Travis Scott could have been honest to God unaware of the chaos unfolding right in front of him, and his response to what was clearly a serious situation just seemed so apathetic. He never once tried to stop and assist the medical team by asking the crowd to let him through or let the people get, you know, let the medical staff get to the concert goers who needed help, people in general who needed help. He watched them struggle to carry the bodies to safety. And it all just feels like a twisted episode of Black Mirror brought to life. And as bad as his apparent apathy to the situation looked, the fact that he had an after party at Dave & Buster's mere hours later didn't do him any favors in court of public opinion. It's really hard for a lot of people to believe the statements he's released, given the pattern of behavior we've been able to track for an extended period of time now. There's been a continued debate on who holds the most responsibility here, and we'll talk about that after we take a quick break. Hey y'all, quick break. This is your host, Natalie, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about our social media. We have a Facebook page, at It's Talk with Natalie Podcast. On there, you will see the latest updates, what episodes just came out, what to look forward to, and we also have a Twitter, at Ish Talk with Nat, and on there you will also get the updates on new episodes. You'll have a chance to get tagged and mentioned on there. We also have an Instagram, which is at Ish Talk with Natalie, and on Instagram, you will get the latest updates about episodes that we put out. On there, you can DM us and let us know what you want to hear. You can talk to us on there. And then we'll get back to you. So, we are getting the Instagram brought up to date because it has been a little slacked off, but we are getting back to that. We also have a Patreon you can subscribe to. It is amazing. We're doing so much work on it, and it's very, very inclusive. So if you would like, it's three tiers, and each one gives you a little bit more than the other. So if you would like to know more about it, please head over to Patreon. But on here, I will give you a little bit of information on what to look forward to with Patreon. So if you go to the Patreon page, you will see that we do have three tiers. And the first here being the Rookie-ish Talker. And with that, when you get the monthly Ask Me Anythings, you'll get early access to episodes before they come out. You'll get a Patreon shout out in the episodes. You will get bonus episodes. You will get little thank you Patreons episodes. Episodes only accessible through Patreon. So you will not be able to get them anywhere else. So you will have to be a Patreon member to get those exclusive episodes. And you'll get discount codes to the Natalie Faye Boutique. So that is an online store that I have. And so you'll be able to get discounts if you are a rookie-ish talker. Tier 2 is the occasional-ish talker. And with that one, you get the same things, the monthly AMAs, early access, bonus episodes. You also get shoutouts. On there, you will get ad-free episodes. So soon, we are going to be incorporating ads in the episodes. I know. Sad. But luckily, if you don't like ads, then subscribe to the Patreon and you'll be able to get all of the episodes ad-free. And with that tier, you will be able to send in fan requests. So you will get top priority with requests on what you want to see for episodes. You'll get live Q&As, and you will also get discount merch codes. And for the last tier, it is the Master-ish Talker top tier. Like, it is the highest of the highest you can get. And with that, you get access to a whole lot of stuff. You will literally get a whole lot of stuff. Like, it's so much stuff. Making this tier feels like Christmas. You'll get access to everything that the other tiers got access to, like the monthly AMAs, early access, bonus episodes. You'll get shout outs. You also get every episodes. You'll get the premium fan requests. You'll get live Q&As. But on top of that, you will get monthly free merch items from the Natalie Faye Boutique. No, not discount codes. You will get a literal free item each month that you are a member. And you'll have access to the live chat and the Discord that we have. All tiers will get access to the Discord, but Master-ish Talker tiers will get access to a bonus server in Discord. Also, you will get exclusive voting power. So the polls that we'll have on Patreon, you'll get access to it. You will also get access to our Patreon collaboration. So basically what that is every 3 months, you will get a Patreon, X Natalie, merch. So it is this talk with Patreon. We're doing a collaboration, and you will get different merch items every 3 months, in addition to the monthly merch item that you'll get from my store. So every 3 months, you'll get 2 items in that month instead of 1. So if you're subscribed for a whole year, look at how much stuff you get. You get a lot. If you would like to know more about it and what all you would get with the Ish Talk Patreon collab, make sure that you go to Patreon. It's in the link in my bio, in my link tree. It should be the first or second link that you see. And you'll be able to see what all each one gives you and just be able to see in detail about everything. So please go do that. It would help support the podcast even more, and you'll help us be able to get everything in motion, everything just expedited. So if you would like to show support, please make sure you go do that. And that is it for this little break. Just to tell you guys a little bit more about everything that we're doing. Now, back to the episode. So, as we jump back into it, it's important to note that there were multiple failures from the show promoters and staff of the venue. They didn't have nearly enough security there, especially in the pit. A lot of security that was there consisted of people with little to no training, and they lost control of the crowd pretty early on in the day, before the show even started. In videos you can find online, you will see people falling and stepping on each other just to get through the gates, and they were running right past the metal detectors with not a security guard in sight. There was a clear sense that something was going to go wrong, and a lot of the people that were there spoke out and talked about picking up this weird vibe, which only seemed to build as the night went on. Then, of course, you have the staff that was blatantly ignoring the fans chanting stop the show. Like, I'm sorry, but it's kind of customer service 101. When you're working with people, you can't just ignore them. You have to at least give them something when you see people are in this dire need of needing help. So that was one red flag. But you have the other staff that ignored the suggestions of police to shut it down. You have the performers continuing with their set for over an hour, even as they're watching all this unfold. And you have the crowd actively hindering the advancing medics and jumping on their vehicles. You have the unknown person that injected a security guard with some type of substance that caused him to collapse. Luckily, the guard was revived with a dose of Narcan, but some people wonder whether he was the only person injected that night. If the toxicology report comes back for any of the victims that lost their lives, and there's a pattern, it could actually change the scope of the investigation. Some people even think Satan played a part in what happened that night. Looking at the concert footage, you can probably get a good idea of how someone might come to that conclusion. The point, though, is that the blame doesn't just rest on any one person or a singular instance of negligence. In this case, culpability can be divided quite a few ways. In the aftermath, it appears that much of the legal blame is being placed on Travis, the other performers, including Drake, who was the special guest at the performance, and the event organizations. So people who organize the events, legal blame is being put on them too. Around 36 lawsuits have been filed on behalf of the concert goers already, citing the numerous failures in planning across the board, as well as Travis's own actions, which in turn allowed the chaos to continue for an extended period of time, or even encouraged it. In the days following the incident, Travis Scott released several videos and statements expressing his devastation and offering his support to the victims and their families directly. There's no question that's the right thing to do, and probably the least he could do at this point. But people seem to be divided on whether he's showing genuine regret for what's happening or how things transpired that night, or if it's just an attempt at damage control now that he's got the threat of legal trouble hanging over his head. It seems obvious that the concert went horribly wrong. It went wrong on a level that either he couldn't or didn't anticipate, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he didn't encourage things to spin out of control. His lawyers were arguing that he couldn't see the mayhem in the crowd with everything happening around him on stage. But with a plethora of footage available online showing other performers on stage checking on the attendees, asking crowds to part in order for medical staff to assist anyone that was injured or unconscious, and throwing out drunk or aggressive fans, many people are struggling with that defense. It doesn't seem likely that Travis was powerless to stop the show when he was the one with the power to bring everyone to this kind of frenzy in the first place. What if instead of encouraging a man to jump from a balcony at a previous concert, he had asked everyone to take it down a notch? What if he had tried to do that at Astroworld? Unfortunately, that's one of those questions that we'll never have an answer for. And it's very unfortunate that this is going on. I would like to send my condolences out to the families of the victims whose lives were lost, and my prayers are with everyone who attended that concert, because nobody should go to a concert and have to experience that. Concerts are for you to have fun and enjoy good music. They're not to lose your life and suffer with trauma from seeing people lose their life, or to fear for your life. You should never have to go through that. So I just wanted this to be a separate episode, because this is something that nobody saw coming. And out of respect for everybody who attended, the victims, everybody, I wanted to put this into its own episode. That is all that I have to say on the situation. Once again, it's very unfortunate how things turned. Nobody could see it coming, and never would I even wrap my head around what could have been going on in people's minds, the staff, anybody, in their mind, to even grasp what they could have been thinking about. But hopefully the families of the victims and the people who went to the concert get the justice that they deserve. For those that chose to listen to this episode where I talk about this tragic event, thank you all for listening, and being a part of the show's growth. We don't talk about political things, but we do talk about pop culture and things that are going on. And I do understand that there are topics that are triggering. That's why I put warnings in the beginning, so that people have a choice whether they want to listen. And these things are not easy for me to talk about. But I'm very passionate about doing my research and getting the word out about this type of thing. So I just would like to thank everybody who's listened. And I will be releasing another episode soon. I've just been going through things in my personal life, including, as you can probably hear, my health, but I'm okay, and as soon as my sinuses clear up and this change of weather evens out, then I will be back to normal, and any changes to the upload schedule, I will be posting on my social media, so please keep an eye out for that. And I look forward to also doing a giveaway once we hit 1,000 listeners. Right now we are at 600, but once we hit 1,000, I will be doing a giveaway. So please stay tuned for that. Once we get closer to that time, then I will speak more about it, but I just want to say we have come a long way, and we're still growing, and yeah, it's been a crazy ride, being a single podcaster. It has really opened my eyes to a lot of stuff, and it has just brought me to a point where it makes me want to strive even harder than what I'm doing. But that will be another episode. That's all for this episode. Thank you all for listening. You all are the best. And please stay tuned on social media where we talk about little discussions. And let's get the show on the road. Let's make it to 1,000 listeners. And let's get going. Because we are only going up from here. And I appreciate everybody who's been listening. Everybody who's been supportive. So, yes, I will see y'all on the next episode.